Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's do it. All right, look, yesterday the big story that broke was that the New England Patriots had been caught up in what may be another cheating scandal. We didn't know, you know, a ton yesterday. They actually released their second statement of the day toward the end of our show, really like the last 5 minutes of the show.
It was telling that they had to come back with a second one, wasn't it, a little bit?
Right, right. And obviously we've had more time to think about it. We've had more time to see reports that have come out. And Rob, here's my reaction to the whole thing right now. Then I want to get yours, of course. As people that listened to the show yesterday heard, my first reaction was no way. No way.
But they couldn't be dumb enough.
You've already been caught cheating twice. There's no way you would do this again, especially for the freaking Bengals. So I gave them the benefit of the doubt, even though with their track record, they really don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But I believe their story that they clearly told every NFL reporter, because we heard it from NFL Network, ESPN, local reporters, that this was for their Do Your Job feature series that goes on their website, which is a series that they do, and that it was just... You know, they were filming this scout. They told the Bengals that or the Browns that they needed to get into their facility for credentials to do this, but they didn't tell the Bengals and the NFL and so on and so forth. And then, of course, during our show, as I said, toward the end, the Patriots come out with a statement that, in yes, indeed, they videotaped the sidelines of the Cincinnati Bengals, who they happen to play next week.
It just so happened. Isn't that unusual?
Well, that's part of the thing, Rob, is that we know that this organization pays more attention to detail than any in the league, if not any in sports.
Yep.
Right? Everything is buttoned up. You don't see any of their players step out of line. They all, quote unquote, do their job. And so we're supposed to believe that the Patriots, who dot all their I's and cross all their T's, didn't just forgot. They were absent-minded. It never crossed their mind to let the Bengals know we're going to be at the game, videotaping this scout. It never crossed their mind to let the NFL know we're going to be at the game, videotaping this scout for this feature. And you hired a crew, an independent crew of videographers, but it never crossed your mind to tell them, hey, look, in case you haven't heard, in case you've been living under a rock, we had this situation called Spygate a few years ago.
It cost Bill Belichick $500,000.
Right. The league is watching us. Make sure you only videotape the scout. Don't look toward the field. Don't get on the sidelines. Just the scout. I'm sorry. And everybody on here knows. I'm not a Patriots basher. I'm not a Patriots hater. I've said Belichick and Brady are the GOATs. But I cannot. I mean, I'm sorry. It just stretches the it's asking you to believe too much to think that they had nothing to do with this, that this is all innocent, just one innocent mistake. Now, we'll see. I want a thorough investigation, Rob Parker. I want a thorough investigation from the NFL. And I'm telling you, if it comes out that Bill Belichick and the Patriots were cheating once again,
because they've been busted already with Spygate. Everybody acts like that didn't happen. Belichick was fined the largest fine for any coach in the history of the National Football League, $500,000, and they lost draft picks, Chris. So and remember that. They were found guilty in that case.
And here's the other thing, Rob. There were reports that came out that said if the organization's rule was if you get caught, tell them it's for one of our shows, right?
Yep.
If you get caught, tell them it's for one of our shows. You got a plan in place just in case you get caught. And Diana Russini from ESPN, who was one of the first reporters on this story, she tweeted out yesterday that the videographer who was filming, first of all, the scout, and then filmed the Bengals sideline during the game Sunday, that when Bengals security interviewed him, that he asked them, look, just let me destroy the footage and all will be forgotten.
What?
I'm sorry, Rob, it's just too much adding up. Even a Patriots fan, and again, maybe it's innocent. I don't know for a fact. I'm just looking at the evidence. I'm not trying to condemn the Patriots. But I'm just looking at the evidence and saying, my goodness, what is going on?
And let's not forget about this. Given their history, Chris, it's hard to act like this is just so random and out of nowhere. Right. You can't.
In baseball, obviously the Astros, they may even be guilty of something worse or at least on this level. It looks like maybe even worse.
I think it's worse.
Right.
When they set up a camera and they're banging garbage cans and blowing whistles.
No
seriously.
Doubt. It's worse.
And that's organizational. Everybody had to be in on that.
Yep. But you hear of other teams. The Red Sox got caught. The other reporters that cover baseball think this may be something that goes on all over the league. In football, though, the NFL, who have we heard about doing this other than the Patriots?
Nobody, Chris Broussard, and that's the greatest point for me to jump in. This is about the Patriots. How many times? And people go, well, why would they need to cheat to beat the Bengals? They're 1-11. Spygate came off of them spying on the Jets, who were 4-11 at the time. It's because they think they're smarter than everybody, Chris. They're arrogant. They can get away with it. They cheat because they can. It ain't because they totally need to. Why else? You've been caught. Stop it. Why would you continue doing this?
It's like you said, arrogance.
It is.
Insecurity. Like you said, you do it because you can.
Because you can.
Do you have a problem with authority? Are you you enjoy flouting the rules, getting away with something? You know, is it the thrill of the chase, so to speak? I mean, why? I don't know. And I'll say this. I don't know how big of an advantage you're getting because you got game film on every team in the league. Dating back years.
But I guess
your advanced scouts, they are picking up tendencies on the sidelines just with their eyes and writing down notes. You're not gaining that much. I'm not going to say you don't gain anything.
But
and here's the thing, Rob.
Because they have to be gaining something. Otherwise, it wouldn't be against the rules, right?
Right. And also, when you're dealing with world-class athletes, and we are, the difference between winning it all and not even making the playoffs is minuscule. I mean, relatively speaking. Look at track and field, for instance. The difference between a gold medal in the 100-meter dash is like, and not even medaling is like 0.2 seconds. I mean, we are talking about very small differences between the greats and just the also-rans. So even if they just get a small advantage, and they've won Super Bowls by the skin of their teeth.
And here's the other one, Chris. Let's not forget. The division is not wrapped up. The Buffalo Bills didn't go and hide. They're only one game out. And worse, the Patriots only lead the Chiefs by one game for the best right to be able to have home field. Right? For number two is home for home field.
Yep.
It's a big spot, the one game. You think it's not? It's huge.
Well, it also may be, and Nick Wright, I was on First Things First with him today. He brought up a good point. He said, this may not be about this game. This may be about years down the line. They've got film going back years, decades, that they'll look at for tendencies. Zach Taylor, rookie coach, right? You're looking for tendencies. You know, this may be something they use next year or 4 years from now. But it's, Rob, here's the thing. If they find out that this is just something going on from Belichick on down and he was involved and he knew what was going on and all that, if, I'm throwing that out, if, I think he should be suspended for a season.
I got better for you.
At least.
Since this is his second, he should be suspended indefinitely until they see where this guy's head is, do a thorough investigation, talk to ex-employees to find out how deep-rooted this is. The NFL should go as far as possible into dig into Bill Belichick and what he's done, talk to as many people, Chris, as possible, because you can't have cheating in a professional, in any sport,
right,
where everybody else has to play by one set of rules and you're cheating. I'm serious. And if
that's
I were,
not bad. I don't disagree with that.
And if I were a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter when the time come, I would have a hard time if he's found guilty, Chris. We're assuming, right, that he's found guilty and he's involved in this. Then I'd have a hard time voting for him, especially for the Hall of Fame, the first ballot. I don't know how in the world you could look at it, because it wouldn't be one incident. It would be two huge incidents.
Do you vote for Alex Rodriguez, or will you?
Right now, I have to look at the timeline because I'm still fuzzy about it. Like, when he tested, because if you tested positive once they broke the rules in baseball, I do not vote for you.
But what, so...
I don't know if
you're
he ever.
You're saying when it wasn't illegal.
Yes, like I voted for Bonds and I voted for Sosa and Clemens, But Manny Ramirez and who's the other guy? I just forgot. Rafael Palmeiro, Chris, both got busted after they put in the new rules banning HGH and the Jews.
But they, Sosa and those guys knew when they were doing it that it was wrong.
No, but they didn't
even
test for it.
Whether it was still.
No, they but then, to me, there's a big difference. They weren't testing for it. So.
All right. I don't know if I keep him out of the hall. I mean, what he's done, he's done.
He had two cheating scandals?
No, I say three. Deflategate.
Yeah, Deflategate's in there.
I mean, if this latest thing is legit. So we'll see. I don't know for a fact. I'm just saying the evidence is piling
up. Our colleague,
you're asking a lot for us not to believe this.
Our colleague Shannon Sharp on Undisputed said that Bill Belichick should be fired if he's found guilty of this. He should be fired from the Patriots.
Well, I assume he meant banned from the league.
Right, banned. I'm sorry, right. Banned from the league is what stronger. Banned from right.
I like yours, indefinite suspension. That could be a year.
Until
could be
you find
two
out,
years.
Right? Until you find out how deep-seated this is.
Right. I mean, this is, again, and we're bringing up, you know, whether it's arrogance, whether it's insecurity, whatever. Why? In most people's opinion, the best coach ever. Why are you doing this? You know, so I think, you know, you do have to find out what's going on in his head. All right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do the Patriots deserve the benefit of the doubt in this latest Spygate, Scoutgate, whatever you want to call it, incident? And if not, what should their punishment be? If they're guilty, if, I'm throwing that out there for all you Patriots fans, if they're guilty, what should the punishment be? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And GEICO offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? GEICO's got you covered. An RV? Covered. A boat? Covered. And there's so much more GEICO could help you with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to GEICO.com today and see how much you could save. That's GEICO.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers
for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, speaking of oddballs, the NFC East, it is a mess. And last night was just another example. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles outlasted. That's the word I'm going to lose. I'm not using beat. I'm not using bested. I'm using outlasted, hung on, edged.
They were down 17-3.
Got by the chin on their chinny chin chins. That's the problem, Rob Parker. The Philadelphia Eagles, with, according to you and Shannon Sharp, a generational quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles still in the hunt for the NFC East title and a playoff spot. The Philadelphia Eagles coming off of 3 straight losses, including a humbling wake-up call to the hapless Miami Dolphins just the week before. The Philadelphia 76ers, or Eagles.
You got it all mixed up.
Facing a 38-year-old quarterback who hasn't played since week 2, who was 8-25 in the last 3 years as a starter. The Philadelphia Eagles, who were facing a 2-11 New York Giants team, 1-6 on the road. The Philadelphia Eagles, playing at home, needed a last-minute drive and overtime to beat the weak, horrible, putrid New York Giants? And you gonna brag about that?
What have I always told you?
You were impressed by that?
I was impressed because it was a miserable night. They fell into a big hole. They could have lost. They could have lost to the Giants.
God forbid they had to play in cold weather.
And they bounced back and they shut the Giants out in the second half. And they won the game that they needed to win. And now they're tied for the division. It doesn't matter, Chris. It's about winning.
It was an
embarrassment. It's about wins and losses. I keep telling you that. And they won. One wins
Giants
in a lifetime. Winslevania.
You don't say that when it's Tom Brady.
Because they cheat.
Don't go there. When Tom Brady wins, he's got to throw 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, or you give him no credit. But you're going to claim that weak, pathetic
victory last night? Yeah, I get it. I've covered the NFL or pro sports long enough to know that a win is a win. But this team is not playing good football.
Chris, are they going to win the division?
No.
Yes, they will.
Not. I'm more convinced than ever that the Dallas Cowboys, as challenged as they are, I'm not saying they're some great team, but they're going to win the NFC East. Book it.
I want to bet something on that. Me and you, here we go. They both got the same record. What do you want to bet on that?
Nothing.
I knew it. I knew you were going
to
say that.
I don't need to bet everything. I'm not addicted to betting like you.
Am I addicted? I need rehab.
Every time I disagree with somebody, the first thought in my mind is not, let's bet. And the second thought is not chicken wings. Okay. All right? I'm just telling you.
But it should be.
The Dallas Cowboys are better than the Philadelphia Eagles. They're more talented, and they got a better quarterback, and they got a better team, and they're going to win the NFC East.
This will be another.
The Eagles could beat the Cowboys and lose one of their other games. They're hapless.
Chris.
Hapless, I tell you.
This is how your NFL this year was so off and so
really bad
and rancid.
Am I the one that picked the Chargers to make the Super Bowl?
You picked the Chargers to make the playoffs.
Did you? You picked them to make the Super Bowl.
You picked Cleveland to make the playoffs.
You picked the Rams not to make the playoffs. Are the Rams in it?
Yes, the Rams are going to make the playoffs.
They're not in it right now, so stop. No, you can't criticize on that. Your Chargers are horrible.
I give you so many picks you got wrong. I bet you when we redo the NFL.
We did it like 3 weeks ago, and I had more right than you.
No, you did not.
I had more preseason predictions right than
you. You told me Dak Prescott was on his way to elite. You still feel that way?
Yeah.
He ain't elite the way he's played. Stop it.
I haven't given him some generational nickname. You have Carson Wentz. Wentz in a lifetime. Wentz in a lifetime? Are you serious?
You also lost on the pass. Patrick Mahomes going to throw 50 touchdowns. He's going
to
throw 50 touchdowns. Was I right, Rob G, or not?
He got hurt.
I told you.
Will you get back to the topic? Because you can't defend the Eagles.
The Eagles
are trying to go elsewhere.
All they got to do is win the division. That's all they got to do. And you know what? Right here, right now, they lead the NFC least. Sorry, Chris. It's about winning the division. That's all they have to do is get in, and then you can get high.
They don't lead.
It's a tie.
Yeah,
they're in first place.
Who's got the tiebreaker right now?
No, but they play Dallas again. All they got to do is beat Dallas in Philadelphia.
Right this moment, and who's got the tiebreaker?
Right now, but all they got to do is beat Dallas. I'm telling you.
Who?
I said Dallas.
You know you didn't. You said the Eagles lead the division. They don't.
It's tied.
You just fudging the facts. It's not even tied. Right now,
it is.
Dallas has the tiebreaker. They beat them head to head.
No, but they have the same record.
And they got the better divisional record.
They have the same record.
Stop it.
No, right now they're tied for first place.
You're fudging the facts as always to fit your narrative.
No, I'm not fudging anything. I don't even like fudge. I like vanilla cookies.
Then you followed up with corny jokes. My gosh.
Alex, you don't give me any love. I do a pop-up shop in the kitchen.
I mean, say something funny. He'll give you love.
Alex.
It's been weeks since
Rob, I'm trying here, man. Just the G jokes, they're rough.
You're supposed to, you're supposed to be like.
Your X ones aren't any good either.
I need to go. I'm going back to blue, you know? That's what I need to go back to blue joke.
Defend your Eagles. I mean, all you can give me is they won.
That's what they had to do. The last thing they could do is lose to the Giants.
You
and they play the Giants
impressed.
Again. Yes.
Give me some reason. If
they
I'm
were
an
down
Eagles
17-3 and couldn't move the ball.
Yeah,
they looked
they
horrible.
Were down 17-3
and they
to
came
Eli
back.
Manning?
But they pitched a shutout in the second half and they got the win. That's what it's about, Chris. What don't you understand? They should have lost. They were down 17-3 going nowhere fast. They pitched a defensive shutout and they got the touchdowns that they needed at the end of the game.
Rob
with two
Parker,
minutes to go. It was a big win. The biggest win of the year by the Eagles, in fact.
Oh, that says a lot. That tells you how bad the season's been. Your biggest win of the year was at home against the New York Giants, who are 2-11. Case closed. I want consistency from you, Rob Parker. You cannot sit up here and kill the New England Patriots and Tom Brady for a victory that's ugly, but yet you praise the Philadelphia Eagles. You praise the Green Bay Packers for ugly W's. I want consistency. I don't mind you giving the Eagles and the Packers credit, But you got to do the same thing with the Patriots in the same circumstances. That's all I'm asking.
Did they win last week, the Patriots, or did I miss something?
I'm sticking by the Patriots in the midst of what may be another cheating scandal. I'm coming correct. I'm coming with truth. I don't just stick to some story to follow my narrative.
You have a narrative.
Right is right.
You have a narrative.
Wrong is wrong.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Chris, and your boys, the Eagles, were wrong.
The Eagles, as I said,
defend them is wrong.
Another,
they looked bad last night.
Another one of your picks will be wrong. You picked the Cowboys. I picked the Eagles. That'll be another one you were wrong on.
Rob,
when you
G,
go and look through the NFL picks that we made, you're going to be wrong probably about 60% of your picks.
Rob,
that's how
G,
bad they are right now.
Get on the mic, Rob G. We did it about 3 weeks ago. Who had the most preseason picks?
Chris
right?
had Baltimore.
Me or Rob? No, Rob.
Chris did.
No, not. What are you
Thank
talking
you.
About? Rob
I
G.
did. We went through it.
No, we did not. Rob, are you all right?
I'm going to keep it real. You've been beating me in the pigskin pickoff.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thanks. By big margin. Thanks.
Yeah, no, you have. Because I'm about truth, Rob. I'm not about some fantasy, narrative. I'm about truth.
I'll
give you credit. You are beating me in the pigskin pickoff. I got the Super Bowl hangover because I demolished you last year. I got the only ring on the show.
We're talking about.
I got cocky. I'll give you that.
You're talking
but
about
when
truth.
When it came to preseason play picks, mine have been better
Rob
than
G,
yours thus far.
When you go back to that list, you're going to see that Chris is getting walloped just like he is in the pigskin picks.
We did it, Rob.
No.
You're making junk up.
No, I'm not. You were wrong.
The regular listeners know.
No, they don't.
You picked the Chargers to reach the Super Bowl.
You picked the Chargers. You picked Cleveland. You picked, who's the other team you picked?
No, I was wrong about some.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh might make it. Pittsburgh is actually in right now.
You picked the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. You're picked. They're not even going to make the playoffs. Your Super Bowl pick.
Than the Chargers.
No, that's not it, Chris. Are they going to make the Super Bowl? Yes or no?
Probably not.
No, not probably. Yes or no?
Are the Chargers?
I'm asking you about the Cowboys. Yes or no? Will they make the playoffs? That was your pick.
They don't look like it right now, but they were my pick. I mean,
stick with your pick.
Are your Chargers going to make the Super Bowl?
Stop waffling.
Are the Chargers going to make the Super Bowl?
They're out of the playoff race already. They can't make it.
Enough said. This is
I'm
ridiculous.
Asking you about the Cowboys.
I'm not doing some Laurel and Hardy routine with you.
You mean,
come on, man.
You mean Abbott and Costello. I don't know.
Third
base.
Both of them. Yeah. Wasn't Laurel and Hardy some comedians too?
Yeah, but they were silent. They didn't talk, did they?
Abbott and Costello. That was on Sunday morning.
Yes, too. Channel 11.
When we were little kids. Well, when I was a little kid, you were like covering the Giants.
Chris, you were so, you were a kid. You
I'm
were a kid,
funnier
and
than
I was,
you. You. That's the sad thing.
You were a
I'm
kid.
I'm funnier than you.
You were
I don't even try to be a comedian, and I'm funnier than you.
You were a kid, and
yeah, I got you laughing.
I was covering the Giants. I wasn't even in college or like
not yet.
High school. Oh,
you were applying to college. I bet you that.
Well,
all right, 877-9. 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do the Eagles deserve any credit for beating the lowly Giants last night? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's
true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, Rob, let's talk a little bit of baseball. Hot stove.
Yes, everybody's down in San Diego for the winter meetings, Chris. We see money thrown around, a lot of big money once again this offseason, and not like last year, you remember, where people waited till the spring training started, right?
Right.
So what do you think?
I love Strasburg getting his money. I've liked his pitching since he came into the league, and obviously he struggled with health, but that's really the only problem I've had with him is can he stay healthy? And obviously he was, phenomenal.
First pitcher, go 5-0 in the postseason. He was lights out, Chris. Won all the big games for the Nationals. They said that they couldn't sign both guys because Anthony Rendon is also a free agent. So they kept their guy, right?
I think they went, as good as Rendon is, and he is great too, they went with the right guy. Strasburg, obviously
baseball's about pitching, Chris.
Right. It is. And Gerrit Cole, Strasburg got 7 years, $245 million, the most ever for a pitcher. They're talking about Gerrit Cole's going to top $300 million. So I don't think he's that much better than Strasburg. And I got to be honest, I don't know if he's better than Strasburg.
I'm going to tell you why he'll get more, though. Here's the reason.
He's 22 months, so almost 2 years younger, right? And he doesn't have a medical history like Strasburg. He hasn't had any injuries, knock on wood. So it sounds crazy, right? But Chris, when you talk about 2 years younger, and he hasn't been to the DL banged up in as much as like Strasburg has been. And so I think that's the reason why he's going to command more, even though Strasburg was lights out. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
No, it does, because like you said, he's younger. I actually think Strasburg may be getting stronger, that, you know, he could be entering a part of his career where he, you know, he may not have health issues, certainly
he
not.
Might
like
He might be over them. Right. It happens
My
sometimes.
Only thing with Gerrit Cole, because he's been great. He was great last year, great last 2 years, really. I've just seen a lot, Rob, like Madison Bumgarner.
Right.
Tim Lincecum, Johan Santana. We've seen a lot of guys, and you could say the same thing about Strasburg if you want. I think he's got a little longer track record, but we've seen a lot of guys, even at 27 years old, 28, who just fell off. And is Gerrit Cole, what if they give him $300 million, what's the talk? How many years?
Eight. So it's eight years. 8 years, $300 million, and one of the teams that's involved is the Yankees.
I think the Yankees might get him. But I'm saying in 5 years, is he going to be what he is right now?
Yeah.
I think that's a big question.
I think for a lot of teams, if you can win a World Series or two, Chris, you know what I mean, and the guy performs for you, it's worth it. You don't expect him to be able to be that good for the entire 8 years. It's just not eight.
Right.
If you could get 4 or 5 really good years out of him, I think most teams would be happy with that.
I think the Yankees will get him. I think they're determined.
When they want somebody, right, they do get him.
Because look, they can. We know they can pay him more.
Right. They got
than
the
anybody.
Money.
Yeah, and then be look. Would I want to give him $300 million? I'd be hesitant. 8 years, I'd be hesitant. But if the Yankees do get him, it's obviously a great get for them. We know they have the hitting. You add that pitching, and they're going to be tough.
No doubt.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. 1 hour left. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.